The Moreh Boisai. So the past parsha we know that was introduced to a mitzvah of Achnasat Orchim. They thought to introduce it to a very interesting question, a halacha concept that comes up that we don't often talk about. We know that very often we invite friends and people over to a house for Shabbos. Is that considered Achnasat Orchim? You invite a family friend over, you invite a buddy of yours over. Is that considered Achnasat Orchim? What do you guys say? Yes. Right, it sounds like it. The Ramah said it's not. The famous Ramah says Achnasat Orchim has to be defined by people who need a place to eat. You know what the word Oreach comes from, which means guest? You know where the word comes from? Anybody know? Oreach means a guest. It comes from the Orach, which means a path. A guest, halachic guest, is defined by someone who's traveling, and because of his travels, he does not have his own place to eat. He doesn't have a place where to go, he doesn't have a place where to sit. Now, we don't really have that opportunity too much nowadays, because most people, because of our communication, our ability to connect with people all around the world, we're able to easily find someone to stay by. But often it happens that you get phone calls, or someone reaches out, I'm stuck in LA, my plane landed, it's not taking off, things happen, that's a real mitzvah Achnasat Orchim. And there's a couple of differences whether having people at your home or eat at your home, is that considered an actual mitzvah Achnasat Orchim or not? Because first of all, you know there's a famous rule called Osik B'mitzvah Patim in a mitzvah. If you're involved in one mitzvah, you are free from doing another mitzvah. It's a general concept. But it could be if you're actually engaged in a proper mitzvah deraisa of Achnasat Orchim, of people who mamash don't have a place where to eat, and you're hosting them, you're taking care of them, you're feeding them, at that moment, at that time, you may be parted from doing certain other mitzvahs, which may take away, which may distract you from that. If it's a real mitzvah, Achnasat Orchim, if it's just a matter of hosting some friends, then it does not have the same implication. Another difference could be is that maybe you can use maisa money or tzedakah money to help pay for that hosting of the meal. If somebody is just only having a friend over, that's your personal money. But if you're doing a proper mitzvah of someone's mom is a traveler, has no place to eat, and you're hosting him for the purpose of Achnasat Orchim, it's very possible you may be able to use that money, use tzedakah money to help supply, pay for that meal. Chafetz Chaim famously talks about on a Leil Shabbos on a Friday night, that even though we know there's a mitzvah to begin making saying Shalom Rechem and Kiddush right away, but sometimes a person may delay, he's not feeling, can't eat right away. But says the Chafetz Chaim, if you're having somebody by your meal who's hungry and a traveler, he may be needing to eat, you have a mitzvah to help to start eating right away, even at some time, if you're going to skip saying Shalom Aleichem. In order to feed the guests, make sure that they're fed right away, so you make Kiddush right away, Hamotzi right away, and then you say Shalom Aleichem afterwards. But doing properly the mitzvah of Achnasat Orchim is a very, very important concept. Hey, one more quick little story. One of the great Gedolei Yisrael was Chaim Oizer Gedensky, pre-war Europe, one of the genius minds of Klal Yisrael. And towards later years, he was very, very sick. He wasn't doing well. And it was Sukkot time, and Sukkot in Europe got cold that time of year. So his family probably impressed upon the need for him to eat inside the house, not inside the Sukkah. Not to go to the Sukkah, it was too cold. He said, fine, I'll eat inside. Comes Kiddush, they see him walking towards the sukkah. So he said, "But Rebbe, you told us that you're not gonna go, you stay inside the home." He said, "I remember that we're having guests, so not feeling well makes me free from the mitzvah of sukkah, but does not make me free from the mitzvah of Achnasat Orchim, and therefore I still have an obligation to take care of my guests and make sure they're fed properly." Many beautiful stories about different Gedolei Yisrael. The important opportunity when we see people are needy. And when you're in yeshiva, with your friends over here, and someone doesn't have something to eat, but someone needs something, you can help feed them, help them out, they also can come under the rubric of Achnasat Orchim, because you're taking them into yourself and helping them out. There's many wonderful opportunities to share chesed, to share people, and enhance the lives of other people. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.